Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technologies shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems, it should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research. It sounds dry, but it's one of the most practical governance tools we've seen all year. Let's get into it.
All right, let's start at the top. The big news is a declaration from the G7 Cybersecurity Working Group. What's the headline?
The headline is that the G7 is officially treating AI as a dual cyber object. That's their term. It means AI is both a weapon that can strengthen cyber attacks and an attack surface that can be targeted itself.
A double-edged sword. What specific threats are they calling out?
Four big ones. AI-enabled cyber attacks, model manipulation, which is also known as poisoning, data breaches, and software vulnerabilities. They're basically saying the same tech that helps you write code can help an attacker find flaws in it.
And how are governments reacting? I see the European Commission is involved.
They are. The Commission immediately welcomed the declaration and announced they're building an EU action plan on AI and cybersecurity. This is a big deal.
Why? Is this part of the big EU AI Act we're always talking about?
No, and that's the key. This is a second parallel governance lane. The AI Act governs models as products, which involves a lot of new machinery, like ethics committees. This new track governs them as cyber assets, which is a language every CISO and security team already speaks.
So it's a faster, more operational track?
Exactly. And when a G7 instrument names things like model poisoning and data breaches, those topics stop being academic and start showing up in vendor security questionnaires. They also snuck in a line calling the migration to post-quantum cryptography an urgent priority that organizations should begin addressing now. That's the kind of phrase auditors love to circle in red pen.
Okay, so a high-level declaration with some real teeth. But you mentioned a practical tool came with it.
I did. Underneath the declaration is the operational part, a document called Minimum Elements for an AI Software Bill of Materials, or an AI SBOM.
An SBOM? I know that from traditional software. It's like an ingredients list for code.
Precisely. And this is the first G7 guidance on what that ingredients list should look like for AI. It was a huge joint effort by the cyber agencies of the US, UK, Germany, France, Canada, Italy, and Japan with the EU Commission.
So what's on the ingredients list for an AI model?
It's organized into 7 clusters: metadata, models, dataset properties, system-level properties, key performance indicators, security properties, and infrastructure. It covers everything from what model weights are being used, to what kind of data it was trained on, to its known security flaws.
That sounds like exactly what procurement teams have been asking for. It's a way to finally ask a vendor, what is actually inside this thing you're selling me?
That's the magic. It gives buyers a G7-blessed checklist to demand from vendors. And for builders, it provides a clear template for what they need to disclose. It's the artifact-level transparency that other big frameworks like ISO 42001 assume you have but don't actually specify.
Are there any catches?
Of course. It's a minimum standard, it's voluntary for now, and it's only as good as the information in it. An SBOM that lists a poisoned dataset as clean is just fancy paperwork, not real assurance. But as a common vocabulary for AI provenance across the G7, it's the most usable governance tool to land this week.
So, with this declaration and the new AI SBOM, what should we be watching for next?
First, that EU action plan on AI and cybersecurity. The Commission promised concrete actions, but gave no timeline. We need to see if this hardens into real obligations for companies.
What else?
Second, keep an eye on the EU AI Act's Article 50. The final code of practice on transparency is due this month. That means rules for labeling deepfakes and disclosing when you're talking to an AI are just weeks away from going live on August 2nd.
And finally, what about the frontier, the agentic AI space where we started?
A quiet day on that front. No new papers on autonomous agents or control. But today's AI SBOM is a critical piece of that puzzle. In the future, to govern a powerful AI agent, you first need to be able to answer the question, what is this agent actually running? The SBOM is the beginning of that answer.
Okay, let's wrap it up. What are the big takeaways for today?
First, AI governance is shifting from the philosophical to the practical. Forget the pause button. We're now talking about the plumbing of AI supply chains.
Second, concepts like model poisoning are no longer just for researchers. They're now G7-level concerns, which means they're business-level concerns.
And finally, there's a new tool in the toolbox. The AI SBOM gives every organization a standard G7-backed way to ask their vendors, show me what's in the box. It's a huge step toward real transparency.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.